This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Kremlin says negotiations with Ukraine are continuing, but there's a long road ahead. Moscow is again referring to allegations of war crimes in Ukraine as staged. The AP's Ben Thomas with what AP journalists have seen in Bucha, a suburb of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv.
Dozens of bodies are scattered around Bucha, six charred and piled together out in the open near an empty playground. It's unclear who they were or under what circumstances they were killed, but one had a gunshot to the head, another smaller than the others, likely a child, according to the head of police for the Kyiv region.
It's horrible.
The chief prosecutor for the International Criminal Court at The Hague opened an investigation a month ago into possible war crimes in Ukraine.
This morning, a call for Russian soldiers to desert. It comes from European Union President Charles Michel. The AP's Charles Ledesma has this.
A senior European Union official says the bloc's member countries should think about ways of offering asylum to Russian soldiers willing to desert Ukraine battlefields. European Council President Charles Michel has expressed his outrage at crimes against humanity, against innocent civilians in Bucha, and in many other Ukrainian cities.
Storms in the south have killed two people, one in Georgia, the other in Texas. And there's more bad weather on the way today, says the National Weather Service's Jared Geyer.
The main severe weather threat especially includes parts of eastern Tennessee, parts of Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, and even North Florida. And that part of the country, that region, could experience more tornadoes, aside from damaging winds and hail.
Texas Governor Abbott is expected to announce today what he calls unprecedented actions to keep migrants from coming to Texas. This is AP News. A contempt of Congress vote today in the House.
The House vote is on whether to hold former Trump White House advisors Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress after their months-long refusal to comply with subpoenas from the House committee investigating the deadly January 6th attack. If the vote is yes, which is expected, criminal referrals will be sent to the Justice Department, which then decides whether or not to prosecute. Navarro, the former White House trade advisor, is accused of promoting false claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election, and Scavino, a communications aide, was with Donald Trump January 6th and may have materials relevant to Trump's videotaping and tweeting messages that day. It's the third time the House panel has sent contempt charges to the House floor. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.